Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report Podcast on iSCSI Implementation. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, consultant with the IT consultancy Langdon Blue. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what are the key steps in implementing an iSCSI SAN? Over to you, Chris.
So first of all, you need to choose the product. And as part of choosing the product, you'll look at a number of parameters, and there'll be things like performance of a product, scalability, the cost, and maybe some other features that you might want to include in there, like the ability to take snapshots or to do replication. There are lots of products on the market to choose from, and they all have their own benefits, so that's got to be the first step. Now, as part of that, you would also then want to connect your iSCSI SAN to hosts, and that will be part of your IP network. You need to sit down and decide how you want that to work. Would you have a dedicated network or would you have a separate network? What level of performance do you want in there? Would you run a 10 gig or would you run at gig speeds? And you need to look at it from a design perspective to include things like availability, because clearly at the SAN level, you would traditionally want to make sure you've got redundancy of connections, so you may have to look at having two sets of networks and maybe separately VLANing them to give you that level of multipathing and availability. The next step to look at is security. If you're going to put this sort of technology on an open network, you're going to want to secure it. And there's two methods you need to look at here. There's the security of access, and then there's encryption of that data as the host is accessing it. On an open network, obviously people can sniff traffic, and therefore you need to make sure it's correctly encrypted. There are a couple of methods for doing encryption. There's a basic method using something called CHAP, or you could go a bit more detailed and use a Radius server to centralize that security model. But you must get the security sorted, because that's a very important one. And then there are two other things which are quite related to each other, the standards and management. You'll need to decide how you'd want to structure your environment, how you'd want to set it up. Maybe that would include your naming standards, the size of the lunge you're going to give out to people. And you'd want to look at the tools that you're going to use to manage this environment. If you're going to come up with an environment that needs to grow, you want to make sure that the management tools you're deploying are going to give you the level of detail you want and allow you to actually manage the environment effectively.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is, what are the key pitfalls and challenges in implementing an iSCSI SAN, and how can you avoid them?
Well, first of all, clearly we touched on the network issue there. And if you are on a shared network, then you need, first of all, to make sure that you're putting encryption in place. You need to also think about what happens if you are in a shared network, because you might have other devices on that network that could cause you latency issues with your data traffic. So probably the best way to mitigate that would be to go with a dedicated network, dedicated physical infrastructure, if you can afford it, if not, at least dedicated VLANs to allow you to manage that traffic separately. From the host perspective, clearly, if you're looking to put in an environment where performance is an issue, the host itself would normally be performing the iSCSI work. So you may want to put in a dedicated physical iSCSI host bus adapter. That might increase the cost, but at least it would offload some of the IP traffic onto a dedicated piece of hardware so you get performance there. You really need to look at availability in detail. And again, we touched on that earlier with multipathing. In traditional fiber channel SAN environments, people would normally put dual paths into the from host to server, and the reason for that is to allow either one path or other to be taken offline, or if there is a failure in any of those components, to not take the system down, and therefore in an iSCSI environment you may want to do that to get that level of availability. We also touched on security. Now, security is an issue that you must really take seriously, I think, in this environment, and therefore, you need to, from the outset, sit down and work out what you think is the best route to implementing your security.
Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.